starting with, on my right.
Dan Barco.
Councilor Dan Barco.
Ken Morley.
Don Diamond.
Councilor Martinez.
Rick Allen.
Mr. Assistant Patty Morgan.
The quorum has been established, so it's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic where it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first order of business is the election of the mayor. At this time, I'd like to open the nominations for mayor, and by doing so, nominating Ken Molinex.
Second.
Okay. Are there any more nominations?
Uh-oh.
If there are no nominations, we'll close the nominations and proceed to elect the mayor. So, Ken, will you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Okay, we have a new mayor, Ken Molinex. One more formality. We'll go ahead and I will roll call the council and each of you give me your vote. Ken Molinex?
Yes.
Yes.
Adele, yes. Stu?
Yes.
And Don Greiner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now we'll proceed to elect the mayor pro tem. Do I have a nomination?
I nominate Don Greiner.
I'd second that.
Are there any more nominations? Okay, so Don, will you accept that position?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so let's go by roll call. Ken Molinex?
Yes.
Dan Barco?
Yes.
Adele McAfee? Yes. Stu Martinez?
Yes.
And Don Greiner?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations. Okay, so now we will turn the for a ceremony for retiring counselors, and that'll be run by our new mayor-elect Ken Molinex.
Okay.
You say yes, Ken.
Yes. What we'd like to do is we'd like for everybody to know how much we think about our past counselors and the mayor, and we'd like that to be shown by the fact that the city has commissioned three plaques to commemorate and to honor these three individuals: our mayor Kitty Shields, our councilor Doug Ward, and our councilor Barbara Hedges. So I think if they would come up front, please.
Do we have a plaque
ceremony? Four signatures, Kitty.
Let me come around this way. Let me start with the old man here. He calls me dad all too often. On behalf of a grateful city, for all the things you've done and all the times that you've stepped forward and said the kinds of things that you felt and knew were good for the city, and for all of the devotion that you put forth into the city, I'm proud to stand here, Doug, and present this plaque to you. It says, "The City of Lapine, 2011 Public Service Award presented to Councilor Douglas Ward, in recognition of his devotion, commitment, dedication, and tireless effort in carrying out his responsibilities as a member of the City Council, January 7, 2009, until January 3, 2011. Rick Callen, City Manager, Lapine City Council, January the 12th, 2011.
But the answer to that is yes. And Barbara, for you too, on behalf of a grateful city, I would like to say that you have spent so much time, you've done so much, you've always been here, you've worked very hard, and I'm pleased to have been the one that the vote that brought you on the council. So for those days before, but on behalf of all the work you've done, your tireless energy, the City of Lapine 2011 Public Service Award presented to Councilor Barbara Hedges in recognition of her devotion, commitment, dedication, and tireless efforts in carrying out her responsibilities as a member of the City Council. January the 16th, 2009, I remember it well.
Yes.
January the 3rd, 2011, Rick Allen, City Manager, Lapine City Council, January the 12th, 2011.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes. To both of them.
Thank you.
I think you're going to be moving a little closer to a daughter or something. No, had I heard that?
Boy, did that bird have a
And last but not least, to our mayor, Kitty, you've done a lot of work. Your heart was always in it. You worked very diligently in all you did. I have nothing but admiration for you. You were involved in a lot of trying things up to the very last day almost of last year, bringing something to the city, which was a tremendous task that all of the council got to work on, especially you two also, in the biomass with BioGreen. And that just speaks to all the hard work you've done in all this time. And I'd like to say the City of Lapine 2011 Public Service Award presented to Mayor Kitty Shields in recognition of her devotion, commitment, dedication, and tireless efforts in carrying out her responsibility as a member of the City Council and as mayor. December the 11th, 2006, to January the 3rd, 2011, Rick Allen, City Manager, Lapine City Council, January 12, 2011, and I would most like to say that on behalf of the city, we are proud for all of you for all the work you've done, because this is the only member ever elected to the City Council that served a full term.
There you go.
And Dan.
You'll get used to it. Well, you guys are going to be
beautiful. I just want to say it has been an honor, and for all of the counselors, any of the counselors who could not make it through their terms, there were genuine reasons for that, and they all did the best and stayed as long as they could, and I appreciate them for that.
Okay, so what we'll do right now is that we'll go ahead and we'll take a 15-minute break and reconvene at
6:25.
The meeting will come to order, please. Our next item on the agenda is added agenda items. Are there any added agenda items?
Right now.
Website?
What?
You said something in an email about...
Oh, that's on agenda item. That would just be discussed
okay.
Yeah.
There being no added agenda items, we'll...
Mr.
Mayor?
Yes.
Can the audience add an agenda item?
I would like to add an agenda item. That we consider an arrangement for attendance by city councilors at a
economic
forecast breakfast on the 27th of this month from 7:30 to 11:30. Right, we're right here under 14. Yeah, that would be under 14A. Right. We're at the consent agenda. Has everybody?
We need to pull the approval of the HSR contract and then we'll discuss it. So I'm pulling that from the consent agenda. And then we can talk about it right when you're done approving the consent agenda.
Item C?
Yeah, item C, cool. Just to take it out of the consent agenda, because you can't talk about items on the consent agenda particularly.
Yeah, thank you. I forgot all about that.
And we're going to put that under 14?
No. Yeah, you can. You can do that one. Normally, you will debate the consent agenda when a consent. We've done it both ways since I've been here. Because when you pull something from a consent agenda, normally it's taken up then right then.
Okay.
Just because somebody, a councilman, may say, "I want that pulled," they don't have to wait an hour to talk about it. Then you pull it and you do it.
Right.
That's kind of the normal concept.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong.
Well, let's do it then.
So we just basically you take up whatever's been pulled right after you approve the consent agenda.
Okay, we're at, we pulled the item C from the consent agenda, and we will finish the consent agenda.
Yeah.
And the item A on the consent agenda is approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions?
Good. Looks good.
Adele?
And no corrections.
Not done.
Stuart?
I have a couple of things I'd like to look at. And in doing so, I'd like to say that I believe in something John Wayne said, and that words are what men live by, words are what we live by, and there's a couple of things in the agenda or in the minutes that I think we ought to look at. I'll go to the first one is at the bottom of the page.
Which page?
No, page 6. City Manager Allen asked for approval to send a letter to the county requesting that the city does not, I'm going to come back to the correction, support the cable annexation, requesting, sends a letter to the county. I think the word should be stating. I'd like to correct that.
Which word do you want to put in there? Which word do you want to
take out the word requesting?
Okay.
And put in stating. It's a letter stating.
Yeah.
Something. On page 7, in the middle of the page, the city manager stated in line and on down to line 4, he said they will get a report from USDA. Does that mean the district will get, or our attorney, or can you? Because I don't understand what is said by he said they will get a report from USDA. Who will get a report?
I would assume it would be the city that's going to get a report.
is that our attorney will get a report from USDA about their laws.
We could suggest that you review that recording and correct it.
What's that?
Maybe perhaps you can review the recording and correct it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. There's a tape, so
yeah,
and
okay.
It's online and everything. You know.
Then the Patty will review the tape and correct it accordingly. City manager, and the last sentence or last line says, City Manager Allen said he also met with a legal team.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about our legal team, so the legal team?
Yeah, but it's an expanded legal team. So there's more people than you normally work with.
Okay.
We've got four attorneys working on it.
Okay. And on page 9, the last word on the page is Council Rhodes stated that at the El Ligi meeting he attended, there were four new companies who were interested in coming into the group. I think we need to have it coming into the industrial park would replace the word group. On page 10, line 3, we talk about Councilor McAfee and counselors, and then in line 3 there's a Mrs. McAfee.
That's what helps to have a second set of eyes looking for
it.
And that's all I have. Are there any further additions or corrections?
No.
Hearing none, we shall stand approved as corrected.
Well, yeah, what you probably would do is get a motion to approve the consent agenda with the deletion of items, the item that we pulled, and with the noted corrections. Because you're
okay.
Approving all of the things in there, bills, financial statements. It's one vote, clears them all.
Right. The chair will entertain a motion to
move.
Well.
Good job,
all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Okay.
Just for the record, who seconded that?
Don.
It wasn't seconded.
Don made the motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Who seconded your second?
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Question.
Yes.
All right. Since we weren't on the council yet, when this meeting occurred, can we actually vote on it?
Yeah, I mean, this happened. Yeah.
We were present. We were present, so that was the question.
Okay. Okay.
Every time there's a switch over that would happen.
Yeah.
All those opposed? The ayes have it? Unanimous? Public comments?
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes, the next agenda item is approval of HRS architect contract.
What I'd like to do is if you'd give approval, I think we might have kind of done it, but we're in an abundance of caution to allow, authorize myself and authorize us, you know, signing a contract, authorizing me to sign a contract with HSR that's approved by the legal counsel, because today we were still going back and forth on like one or two little issues, so we didn't have a document to give you, but so we can get the thing going on that. It's the one that, you know, we had the interview committee. It's $90-some hundred, and we've already had it here, and you've approved it. But then we would bring back. It's just the contract that authorizes them to do it.
Have we seen a copy of the contract?
No,
I wasn't on that committee, so I haven't even seen the contract.
Well, there isn't. I mean, in other words, they bid the thing, and then we go through, and you know, we have our normal contract, and. You know, it's just the back and forth of the things that you put in. It's just how you pay them, and, you know, you pay them once a month, twice a month. It's just the housekeeping stuff. But of actually the contract. The amount was set, and that's been all approved here. And we awarded it to them, but we just then dropped the contract. The council has voted to award the job to HSR. So now it's just a matter of getting the contract that allows them to start.
Would it hold you up if we reviewed it, or?
We can, I mean, there's no means for, I mean, typically on a contract it's under $10,000. Mm-hmm. It's been approved. You had councilman help interview the thing. The amount is, it's a not to exceed amount, but if someone
wants. I guess my point is that that one of the counselors, myself, was not on that committee, so I don't have sufficient information about the contract. Then you might want to refresh my memory, because I don't remember ever seeing it or what.
No, there isn't. There hasn't been a contract. In other words,
I haven't seen the RFP
We had an interview committee, and I don't know who all was on the interview committee. Barbara. And we had a couple other people.
Yeah, there were two other people.
Yeah. And we interviewed the applicants, or the people who we put out our RFP. They sent in proposals. We had several companies propose. We interviewed the top four. We then narrowed that down to our top choice. That then came to the council. They came and gave the recommendation of the council to hire HSR based on this amount of money, and this is what they were going to do. The council approved that. Then we start spending the time actually drawing up the contract, which is kind of just the technical aspect of
right.
But the job they're doing and all of that, that's came to the council.
Okay.
And there's no real, I mean, if we don't authorize it tonight, then we'd have to wait till the council meets again and we could put it on an agenda. Normally, I think that...
I'm sorry, I just don't remember seeing it. Maybe I have, and maybe that was one of the times that I was out sick. So,
normally, the contract side of actually doing that, it's like the real debate for the council is, do you want to hire, do you want to go do a project? Then is, who do you want to hire? And in that case, we had a committee. That then came, they made the recommendation, the council chose it. Then the actual contract... It's fairly just a routine matter that normally on a consent agenda in some cities you might have four or five of these and you just go. But because we don't have, they were going back and forth, we can't give you a contract to look at. I mean, it's a one-time contract, do this job that we've agreed that they're going to do and they get paid this much money to do it.
Okay, so if it's based on the recommendation of the committee, I guess then I'll agree to.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the chair will entertain a motion to authorize the city manager to sign a contract with HSR Architect.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it?
Thank you. Hopefully we'll have a contract in a few days. As soon as I get it, I'll email it out.
Public comments?
What's the contract?
Yeah.
Good
question. You got me all confused.
We are looking at a building for a new city hall, and it's to make sure if we buy it, it would meet the ADA requirements. Could we have a council room go in and take out walls? Will the building fall down and you take out the walls and you make it a little bigger than this? Do you have a bathroom next to it that will work? All of that. Looking at the financial cost of the project to remodel it. What's the operating cost of it, power bills down the road, so if we buy a building, we've done our due diligence, you know, everything we do, we try to study it.
Right.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
And you have to have an architectural firm that puts their stamp on it.
Okay.
And it was, I want to say $9,800, $9,600, not to exceed. Can't exceed that, maybe less. And that's when we were going to use the USDA. The USDA has a lot more requirements, but the USDA, Pam told us they basically are out of money, and so we aren't going to use the USDA because they're broke right now. Mm-hmm. So,
what building are we talking about?
Huh?
Can I say something here? If we're going to have a comment, I'd like for you to state your name and your address.
Sure.
Reynolds, 51511 Highway 97.
Thank you.
And what building were we talking about?
I'm not sure that the recording picked. I kind of doubt the recording picked your name up in your address.
Brian Earls, 51511 Highway 97.
We are studying the building across the street that's been for sale for a year.
Are there any further public comments? Hearing none, we shall proceed to selection of counselors for appointment to committees. I would like to say, if I may, that here's a list. I think everybody got a copy of this. All the counselors got a copy. Did you get a copy of this, Dan?
Is that the committee assignments?
No, it's just a list of the committees put together by Councilor Reiner.
That's what we were given last year.
Is this the same one?
Yes.
Okay. No,
the list came from,
somebody handed this to me, and I knew
we can go make some quick copies of this, so of this whole document.
Yeah, because I gave you all of mine.
This is the time basically for the council, and we'll get the whole list. You can decide who's going to serve on what committees. And I know probably different people have different preferences, or maybe you're on one and you're ready to change, or that type of thing.
I would like to start out, I guess, by just saying that there's a couple I'd like to be on. I'd like to be on COAC as the primary. I'd like to be on the WICCOP Junction Steering Committee. And this list shows TAG, which is the Transportation Advisory Group, which is no longer a part of it. It's more Public Works on this.
Right.
So Public Works in one capacity or another. Adele, do you have...
Oh yeah, I guess that will change the makeup of our sewer and water, our utilities, right?
Meaning
that there was only supposed to be one counselor on it?
You could have two. I don't know on our resolution when we formed it.
It does.
Did it say one? But the transportation advisory one is different. See, that's Public Works.
That's the Public Works.
And which has met.
Right.
Once we're done with the utilities specifically, the idea is that utilities committee would go away and it becomes under Public Works. So for right now, it's a committee that hasn't met, but we may start meeting on some road issues and things.
Do we want to write down utilities committee, because that'll be in place for a while?
Oh yeah, we'll be around for a year.
Okay. I'm currently on that, but
well, you can't be on them all, Mayor.
No, I know.
These new mayors, you gotta watch.
I was ready to say that I was willing to give that up.
Now I may reconsider.
No. So.
Okay, so let's. So you want to be on COAC.
Do you want to be primary on the WICCOP Junction Steering Committee as well?
One way to do it normally, I think, is that you probably, to be fair, you're going to pick, one that you like, and then because everyone should be able to kind of, that's how the legislature would do it.
One and then go down the list.
Okay. If you hold off two or three, and it could be that there's some others who might want that. So you have to decide which is most important, and then if no one else wants them, that's just a suggestion.
I appreciate your input, and you're absolutely right. I would like to limit my comments at this time to COAC.
Okay.
And then start with you, Adele.
Okay. So I will continue to serve on COCO.
That's the Central Oregon City's
Right.
Organization.
And that works good for you as well, because you can run, you're halfway down there, and you...
Yeah, and then I'm the chair of the LOC conference.
Okay, that's right.
Dan?
If, here's
the thing, Scott, the dates when they meet and some things from last year that might help you a little. You didn't have.
I guess,
you have one of these?
No, I have.
Hey, what's in the file? Thank you.
Oh, I give one to Vicki before I get it to the press.
I guess I'd be interested in the Liggy.
Thank you.
He thinks a lot about that.
The Fine Industrial Group.
Mr. Mayor,
thank
you. There would be a thought as you go through the list to do your primary and secondary instead of coming back on each group.
Probably speed things up.
So
you want to be primary, Dan? Or?
You know, I'm really interested in the COCO as well. If I could be secondary in that one, I'd like to do that. And
okay.
And you know, it doesn't matter if somebody else would rather have Liggy. That's fine too. Probably Liggy or the Water and Sewer District. I'd like to be on. So.
You mean utilities?
Utilities.
Okay.
Well,
there is the Water Sewer District Committee, apart from the Utilities Committee. It's our city representative that goes to the meetings.
Kenny had been on that before.
Okay. Probably it would be good to have that person be the person on the utilities committee so that you go to their meetings and hear what they think and have different people.
Well, let me just say that I'll be the primary on a Liggy if that's a, you know, if that's
okay.
Yeah.
And you're
in secondary in COCO.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don?
I'll stay with CYC. As the primary.
And your secondary?
Could it be for a secondary?
Sure.
I guess I'd go with the COAC right where I'm at, if that's all right. So you'd be the primary and I'd be the secondary.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stu?
Well, if nobody spoke up on Liggy as secondary, I'll take that.
Okay.
And utilities? Do we have anyone on that yet?
No.
Okay. I'll take primary on that one.
So we still need just an Adele and Ken.
So take off MAC, emergency. Oh.
We're not doing that?
No, no, I think that was just the time.
A secondary? Who are you there?
Secondary.
What is that?
It was a meeting of emergency responders, mostly primarily made up of fire and sheriff department, and they met and kind of did some sort of interagency coordination.
Since I'm involved with the Red Cross and the Sheriff's Office, I'll take that one if that's all right.
Well, I think that, I'm not sure if they have it still yet. I can find out.
I can find out.
Okay, that's, that, The gentleman comes down here for the forest, for the county.
Oh, Joe Sutter?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll end up with other committees that kind of know that we'll have to, it's these main ones.
Oh, my secondary?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take CYC.
Okay. I'd like to then...
you get your second choice.
Wiki Up.
Yeah, we
Student
got
Wiki Up.
Wiki Up.
Okay.
Did you say primary?
Primary.
He's at two primaries right now because you went around once.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Adele?
So it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What do I choose?
Should I go ahead and take a secondary?
Yes.
Okay. How about water and sewer?
You?
District.
Or going to the meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, did you not say that should be the same person on the utilities? That was a suggestion?
Right now we do have the... but he's doing that as a secondary, in other words, they can't attend.
Yeah.
Stu should do utilities. He should be the rep that goes to the meetings, plus he also should be on the committee.
So then we should put them in both spots, right? Is that okay with you, Stu?
Okay.
And then they're secondary on both of those. Right?
On the utilities?
Then the secondary for the utility committee.
Sure.
And then secondary for the water and sewer district.
Sure.
We're missing an important one that no one's grabbing yet.
Which one?
That small cities network.
Oh, yeah, that one, you really meet in Maupin?
Yeah.
They meet like four times a year?
Four times a year. I would just take that as a primary if they want me to, that's...
Well, we're getting a second round, so if you're the one that's willing to travel to Maupin, and you've done that before.
Yes.
Okay, Don, on a one on that?
Yeah.
Come on in. You want to find a secondary? Wiki Up Steering Committee?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
We'll send a little list out and see if we get it right.
Okay. Dan?
If this DEQ rep is approved, I seem like that was open, but if it's if that's a happening thing, then I would be happy to do that.
The
DEQ rep for nitrate.
Right. They'll probably vote on it next time.
Okay.
So contingent, I guess.
Yeah.
Primary or secondary?
Primary.
And I'll be the secondary on that.
Okay.
And I wouldn't mind being secondary behind Don on the Small Cities Network.
So you want Small Cities Network, and how did you say you wanted a secondary on?
On the DEQ. Oh, no, that's primary. So we're there, we got those.
When we're done, I think we'll recap at once so it's easier for her to go to that spot.
The Chamber of Commerce is the only, and the DWA, Deschutes Water Alliance, are the only two that are still open.
Well, the Chamber, last year we just said whoever wanted to go. I mean, because basically it's the
breakfast. And lots of you go anyway.
So there's a big who over there?
I only got on one primary committee. How that happened.
Well, we need to fix that.
Do you want to do the primary DEQ and I'll take secondary on that? Switch.
Okay.
Do that.
So how about the Deschutes Water Alliance?
You know, I'm not sure that is still active. Well, it's active, but I think that they're reforming that group. So they haven't held any meetings as of late. So we have to find what the status is on that one.
You know, we could leave it for now. And
I think that was like a... every 4 months or so.
I mean, if it's on a day, I could go if it's a day that I'm not at. But
I think that fills out the list now, and I'd like to recap. On COIC, Don is number one and Adele is number two. On COAC, Ken is number one and Don is number two. On the WICCIUP Junction Steering Committee, Ken is number one and Don is number two. On the Utilities Committee, Stu is number one and Ken is number two. On Small Cities Network, Don is number one and Dan is number two. On COCO, Adele is number one and Dan is number two. On LIGI, Dan is number one and Stu is number two. On the Water and Sewer District, Stu is number one and Ken is number two. And then the chamber is whoever shows up. Is that a free breakfast?
It's not a free breakfast. No.
The MAC is Stu is going to check into, and the DEQ is Dell is one, and Dan is two. And Adele, you were going to check into the DWA?
Okay.
Any further comments on committees?
Then have someone make that motion.
Chair, I entertain a motion to approve the selection of council members as just read out.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Sewer and water withdrawal update.
We are going to meet with them. They're going to meet or come to our work session in 2 weeks. They requested to talk about the Kegel annexation. And if Brian's here, and he may want to talk about that. But that's what's going to be on. And I told him we'd do that at the beginning of that meeting, and you know, and in any other topic that they would want. And I also said that, of course, some of you end up going to their meeting, which is next week. So that's there. The letter that you got is the letter that you requested that the staff prepare with legal counsel, and so you have that in front of you. So if you would like authorize that would be fine, and then have everyone sign that.
Is there any question about the letter?
No, that is a correct word.
Okay.
You guys can pass those around and share here.
Has everybody read the letter? Sure.
questions?
Nope.
Chair will entertain a motion to approve the sewer and water letter.
I shall move.
Currently before us, and authorize the city manager to send it. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Here's a...
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Here's one. I have four letters made up with four different mayors. So I'm going to just pass this down, because as you noted, you had requested that the prior city council people also sign the letter. They've got a copy, and so that it's, because they've been working with the issue, some of you have, and then now, and the folks who were elected in November have been following it. So it's, I think the idea was that you wanted to send the message to the districts and the community that those who were leaving and those that came, and so basically the eight of you are in unison on this topic. And so if we would let everyone sign and work its way to the back, so in case they want to go home. And here's an original. And go from there. And so we'll send that out. And we gave it to the press. I gave it to Brian. And we'll, you know, send that via email to the districts tomorrow so they can send that out. And we have a couple of the copies here if someone wants. I didn't see it. You want one, ma'am? So other than that, I guess we'll... Brian and I have talked and met, and I've emailed him a few times. We haven't had too much in the last couple of weeks. But... the information in the last couple of weeks that we've asked for, we've gotten. The large items that were part of the public records request, I haven't seen any of that yet, so I don't know where all that information is. Maybe come. You brought a packet.
I got a lot of good things here.
Okay.
She pointed that out to me.
So that's, I guess that's all right now.
Is there any further on this? City Hall update?
We did get an offer, a tentative offer from a bank that would finance us. And that just came in at 4:30, so I had a chance to really cruise it. The interest rate was not bad. It was between 5% and 6%, and they finance it, amortize it over 20 years, however they want to do a call on it in 10, which means you refi it in 10 years, if that's what you want to do, or you decide to pay it off in 10, but whichever. But that rate and terms are pretty good, but we'll do some other checking, and then the League of Oregon Cities group, that one, I've been working on that with that bond deal. What I'm waiting for is the rates on that to see, you know, but we should have a response on our offer in the next day or two, correct? Our two realtors are here. Do you want? And, we had a deadline on our offer, which was at 5 p.m. today, right?
5 p.m., but there's also a clause in there that extends it another 5 days, and we're kind of promised that we should hear by sometime tomorrow. Apparently, it had to go to another level with the bank for final approval, so I think that may, I hope that's a good sign.
So hopefully we'll have a new city hall someday, a new youth city hall.
any questions around that?
And I'll do it for a form of, you know, I didn't know if you guys were kind of the mind you like to pay it off quick in 15 years or 20 to keep the payments less, or keep the payments less and you can always pay more. you know, I don't think we want to go beyond 20 years, even though the buildings last that long, and the building's big enough to last longer than that. But so, if you have any strong feelings, you know, you bite the bullet and pay it off in 15, which will make your payments a little higher, but you'll have less interest. So eventually I'll be coming back to you in the next, you know, we'll talk maybe some more at the work session because we'll know more. So just understand we'll have a lot of little things going on over the next couple months on that whole process of financing, buying, accepting, looking at remodel costs and all of that. But it's pretty exciting for Lapine. I think it's a piece that you were missing, obviously, is to have your own city hall and a place of identity for the community and yourselves.
Correct.
Patty, is there anything you want to add? Okay. City manager's contract.
I sent you a little thing out on that. It's just wanting to know what you want to do with that, because obviously it's up in February, and we wanted to come back at our work session in a couple of weeks, but it's just like tonight, it's nice if you have something to look at. And then you can comment, you know, it's like you start with something, and then you can add to it or subtract from it. So I thought maybe it'd give you your initial talk, and then based on some of that, we can start to do, we were just going to do an addendum, Jeremy, we talked about it as the easiest. You have the meat and potatoes of a contract, of what you do and don't do, and all of that. So it's just a matter of basically extending it how you want to extend it, you know, that type of thing. The job duties, I'm assuming, will stay the same during, you know, whatever extension it is, so you don't really have to go through and redo the 5 or 6 pages. It's just a matter of how you want to word an extension. And, you know, and I don't want to draw up my own contract from scratch, so.
if I'm not mistaken, you've indicated that if we feel it's necessary, you'd be willing to stay for the balance this year. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I mean, I right now, sitting here today, I could probably stay for most of the 2011. I mean, if we're done and ready to roll in October, that's fine. If it's December at this point, it's fine. If it's, you know, March 15th. But, so, you know, what my thought was to just have more of an open end rather than date ending that gives both parties a notice clause of like 60 days. So, it's going to take 60 days to find a manager. That process is 60 days. So if we start it, you know, ahead of 60 days. But if something goes south, you decide, you know, you're ready for me to move on quicker, then, you know, it kind of gives you an out. And the same thing if you know, I decide that you don't want me anymore. I usually leave a party before it's over.
Stu, do you have any comments around this?
I always left after the party.
I think everybody in the time knows that.
That didn't happen in the party. Not in a prior life. No, I don't.
Okay. Don, you have any?
No further comments. No.
Adele?
Yeah, I think that we should set a executive session so we can hash it out. And that's my suggestion.
I agree.
Yep, that sounds good.
I would entertain a motion that we set an executive session to discuss it.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So let's talk about an executive session.
Just, well, we could have a work session.
Yeah.
That night.
Prior to?
Maybe we can just do it at the end of it.
Okay.
If that's what you want.
Good.
We'll just put it on the agenda for the end of that meeting. Because we'll do water and sewer, and there could be a couple other things, and then we do that. And then that idea is in February, we could then have something to approve for the February meeting.
So what's the end date of your contract?
I think it was February 28th.
Okay. Yep.
She knows. I don't look at it.
Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Consensus? Okay.
Yes.
Other matters?
you added to the agenda here, your economic
breakfast item.
Breakfast.
Oh, right. Stu, you got any comments about that?
About
the idea about us, the city, sponsoring the table at the economic forecast on the 27th.
And is that the one that they previewed today?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Personally, I didn't get a lot out of that today. So I don't know if the one... Well, Dan and I and Tony attended the one previously.
Last year.
Wasn't it last year?
Well, there was...
Beginning of this year.
It was this year. It was a little different. I mean, this is a different... that was a presentation.
Right.
And this is a little different.
So this is more
forecast?
Well, more of a brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
So they were asking for, what, $75? But that was just to attend.
Yes.
That's not sponsoring a table.
No, that's...
Well, it was $75 per person. And I think 10's probably too many for a town this size.
Yeah.
It could be the chamber or Luigi want to pay for a person, but I would say a couple representatives, two or three at something like that, is so probably myself and a councilman or two is, you know, and then if your economic development group from the chamber maybe would send their chairman. I mean, that's all up to them, but mm-hmm. I just think you got to be...
Yeah, you don't want to sponsor a table.
That's what we're here for.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I concur with Rick that maybe one himself and one of the council maybe. But
yeah.
That's my thought.
Don?
I kind of feel that that's probably more appropriate to have a maximum of three. And whoever's on the committees is most active in that should be the ones to go.
Adele?
So this is the private industry folks.
This is the third annual economic or Central Oregon economic forecast, and it's actually a couple of pieces. One is a presentation by this.
I know which one.
Okay, and the other piece is about an organization trying to come together.
Yeah, what's their initials? It's our kind of
Deschutes Economic Alliance.
Yeah, Deschutes.
D-E-A.
It's a new...
This is the private folks with, headed up by Lonnie Hunter.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I attended the kickoff meeting, and I thought it was valid. I think the one thing that... we should be cautious of is that now there's a lot of independent groups that are doing these economic forecasts. So if we commit to one, I think that, you know, we should see it through. I think this is pretty well formulated and all the way down the road. So if this is the one that we want to pursue, then...
And how many?
Two.
I agree with that. I think two will give us a good representation.
The city manager and two?
I think the city manager and one councilor would give us adequate representation.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can independently, we can pursue, like Rick said, you know, we can pursue and attend and get involved independently as much as we need to, but I think from the city's standpoint, that's adequate.
I think as a group obviously gets away from this breakfast, then they'll have some sort of meetings and committees,
yeah,
or whatever they're planning on doing, and other people could be involved. I mean, really what you're doing is you're paying for their speakers. That's,
yes.
It's right. Not that the breakfast is $75. you're paying for the session. That's what,
yeah,
you're doing. They're bringing in some people from out of the state.
Okay, I think we definitely should attend.
I don't think it takes a whole table. I agree with you, that's expensive. I'm more inclined to think we ever send two people and the city manager only because I know I'd like to go, and I think it would give a balance to, you know, what is heard by two city councilors. So that's my feeling.
Sure, I'm good with that.
I think one would be sufficient.
Oh, what does it think of one? Stuart?
One city councilor and the city manager.
Don?
I think we're going to send two city councilors and the city manager.
I'm for two and one. we know what you are. Dan?
You know, I think that, you know, dollar-wise, we need to be conservative on it. And I think we can come back and educate the rest of us, and I think we have ways to get there. I want to go, and I'll figure out a way to go, but I think that from a city standpoint, I would say stick with two.
One
and
one?
Yeah.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to fund the city manager and one counselor to attend the Central Oregon Economic Forecast on the 27th of January.
I so move.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carries? Let me see. We are at public comment. Oh, okay.
What's that?
We could select who goes.
Mayor and the manager.
I agree.
All those in favor of the mayor and the city manager going?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The mayor and the city manager will attend the forecast.
Was that was just a consensus?
I guess
that
consensus.
That was not a motion. Yeah. Second. Okay.
Yeah. We're back to public comments.
My name is Joseph Garcia, and I live at 1605 Quarter Strong Road. And hearing you guys trying to figure out how many people you'd like to send to an event, I'm curious, but maybe you can't just send the city manager with a camera and you guys can watch the video and experience it that way. Would that be effective?
I think it's, if I may, I think it's a good point. I think those kinds of conferences wouldn't lend itself to that being productive for the council. I do agree with Dan that the two people can bring the information back, but I've been to these kinds of events and it takes paying attention and taking the movie and paying attention are two separate issues, especially as you get older. So, but thank you.
Networking?
Part of the they're developing teams. They're going to attack different parts of economic development throughout the region, the Central Oregon region. And so there's a need for participation. It's not just a presentation. There's a need to develop teams and actually get involved in
taking action.
Yes. So I think that's part of it. I mean, if it wasn't about the money, I'd say we should all be there. But it is about money.
Well, I think that this group will have it. You know, they'll mature as they go and figure out when they have these kind of things. They're going to have $25 deals, and you know, ultimately.
Yeah.
Judge Scholler, 15640 Cornell Drive, to speak to this issue of this forecast breakfast. This is not the first time something like this has come up, and it's not the only group that's involved. I feel that
your participation, two people going, is plenty adequate. I'm on the board of directors of the Pine Industrial Group as well as on the chamber, and I'm going to approach both of those organizations to see if they'll sponsor one or two people to also go to this. You know, there's caveats there. You know, we have an organization that's been here for some time called ETCO, Economic Development of Central Oregon, and they do a lot of this. Maybe they need to look at different ways of doing it and so on, and incorporate. And, you know, we also here last year did a SWOT assessment with Rural Development Acceptance Corporation out of California. We got together and sat down and went through an exercise. You know, how many times do you want to go through the same exercise? But at least, you know, I think we ought to show interest and see if there's something to come out of this.
Thank you, Ted. Are there any other public comments? Hearing none, we'll go to committee. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, I'm going to step down as a city councilor at this moment.
All right. Okay. Name and address, please.
Martinez, 51435 Larson Street. And at this moment, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the city of La Pine for sending some flowers to a recent service for my father. It was greatly appreciated. So, thank you.
Okay, I'm back. Okay. Committee reports. Hearing none.
I think I already gave the update on the DEQ committee. Is that they met. They are going to approach. They're going to. They now have clarity on exactly how we want to participate in that as a voting member of the DEQ steering committee, and they see that as a great advantage to kind of round out. So they're going to approach the DEQ, and they're going to vote on it, and then we'll know next week.
That we'll have a seat on the DEQ steering. Okay. Okay. Hearing none, staff comments, please.
We kind of have a light agenda tonight because I know it's your first meeting. As you guys get your
feet wet,
and you get your how these meetings all go. So I didn't know how much really was to let the council use it. Last time there, personally, what kind of things you are interested in, or some stuff you'd like to see or not see, or just sometimes that's a chance for you guys to, the mid-state franchise. Hopefully we'll have it at our work session, so we'll be able to kind of get that worked out. It's pretty close. I mean, it's very, very close. So because we'd like to get that started for March 1st, if we could. And we're working on, Sid is here, and she's been working on the wages and benefits of Public Works Department.
Yes, I've been researching the City of Sisters, the City of Pineville, the City of Madras, and the Deschutes Valley District, Water District, as far as their wages and salaries, command structure and benefits, vacation, sick leave, other entitlements that they get. So I've been working on that. Actually, I'll have that piece soon for you guys.
And I've got her started on an animal control ordinance. And so that'll probably be February at a work session, but she's working on that. And
so I'll need some direction from you on that as far as what you would like to see. Right now, what I have written is essentially what the county has, which isn't very much, but that might be enough for you, or you might want more, and you need to give me that.
Yes. Have we looked at any other cities locally about our size, but the typical ones?
The standard, you know, Sisters in Prineville, I've glanced at. Another thing we need to think of is enforcement and who can take care of what at what level. So far,
I think we'll come to you at some point. This is the county one, which everyone lived under until the city incorporated. And if we weren't incorporated, you'd have that law today. Then take some of these other little cities and see what they've got. And then again, you kind of got the two bookends, and figure out what you want in the middle. Because you need to do these things without the emotion. You remember, as people get fired up because we had a nice young man in here with his mother. But these things take time, and you need to do it without the emotion. And so, you know, does this community want to leash law or not? And if you want to leash law, then we figure out how that can get worked out. And I think it's some things her and I have talked about having some work sessions with the public, that type of thing, and do that. But that's one of the projects that Sid's working on.
I'm glad to hear that that's coupled with how are we going to do the enforcement.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The ordinance is only so good.
Right.
And?
I'm working on an ordinance for future city councils after the charter is passed, as far as how nomination procedures will go for council members and the mayor. So if you have input on that, also let me know. I'm referencing basic state format on that. So if there's something specific in there, that's something to think about also.
You remember in our charter, two or three places, it talks about, then it's done, and it references back to an ordinance. And we, of course, don't have ordinance, we haven't had a charter. So one of the things I have her working on is then, okay, the places that that's required, let's get some ideas of what other communities do. In the old days, in the charter, they put two pages on how you elect a councilman. But under the new charters, it's much briefer, and then it says, refers to an ordinance. And I think some people will want to know what we think those ordinances may be. Now, a question will come up when you're asking somebody to vote for the charter. They want to know, well, it refers to something else. We don't want that to be a blank stare. We won't have adopted an ordinance, because you can't adopt an ordinance to a document that hasn't been approved yet. But we'll have an idea of what those things will be. And so these are the kind of things I'm having Sid research and work on, and she's doing a great job. And we probably have not started. We talked a little bit here before about stop signs and those things, but I showed on the map. We haven't got into that, but one of the things we're going to do is take the map and look at speed signs, dead-end signs, and everything. So we're going to take each street and go out and physically drive them and see which ones are truly dead-end. You know, a lot of people would say they live on a dead-end just because they don't want anyone coming down their road, but it's not really a dead-end. It may continue somewhere. And so it's really, you can't just put up a dead-end sign. And you'll notice around town, people will put up their own dead-end signs on what streets that we're maintaining or that they're public roads. So, you know, at some point we would take down the white dead-end sign and put up a yellow dead-end sign that's all the same. So what we're going to do is figure out where those all are. And if we also, in our subdivisions, were to put up 25 mile-an-hour speed signs so they're the same shape, same size. You have a uniform policy in your small subdivisions. And then when you enter the subdivision, there's a speed sign. And then we would then figure out what it's going to cost us to put them up. And we may have 75 signs. And, you know, if they're $50 a piece, $300 a piece, what's going to cost, what contractors are out there that would do that. And literally come back in several months. This spring, I'd like to work on that. And that's something I'd like Public Works to go over. We get that committee, actually, that maybe would be their first topic to sit here at a table and work it out. So that's an idea of something that we're going on. But then we're about to move into council rules. I also want to work on. You have the rules that you have now, which, you know, it aren't really necessarily how you operate. And so now you have a new majority, so rather than to spend time on some of the changes that they contemplate, you have council rules. then before I came, you had a big debate over changing some of those, which was never done. And since you now have a new majority, there's really no point in changing to what an old majority wanted. That's just wasting time and effort. So what I was thinking of doing is taking your current rules, again, looking at some other jurisdictions, because they're always nice to look at, comments that I've heard from some of you, how I see how you operate, and try to come up with some drafts of council rules at a work session. You can say, hey, let's add this, let's do this, take this away, that type of thing. An example is when we did our swearing in to council rules, say you would have had a first meeting after the first of the year. We did a swearing in, but we didn't really have a meeting. You tonight have been doing all those in favor, not a roll call vote. Again, every council, you adopt your own style. So we need to kind of work on that and get that changed. So that's something I'm going to have Sid set.
And those actually go with the charter too, by resolution.
Yeah, now it'll be a resolution, not an ordinance, so that's easier to change. An ordinance is the next level up, more complicated to change, and so on. Let's see. I guess that's plenty for now.
So, when are we going to roll out the charter?
Well, the charter will be our work session. And it will be here, and so that you'll get that like a week ahead, so that you can really kind of, you know, you've seen, you all have meetings, and it is what you saw and had copies of, but so you actually had a lot of time to look at it and participate in it. But then we kind of do a final talk there at a work session, and then adopt what's required at the February meeting, so that it gets to the clerk for the March, so it gets on the ballot. And I'm not sure if you pass an ordinance to submit that to a ballot. I mean, there's a process that's outlined, so we'll have that. So the first meeting in February, you would actually officially vote to send the charter forward. And we'd do a May ballot. And then also at the work session, talk about how you want to have maybe a town hall on it. You know, again, most of the time no one shows up, but it's one of those things you need to do is have a couple town halls. Maybe at one of the chamber meetings, you get 5 minutes at their chamber breakfast to, you know, have copies there for people. You know, charter's kind of boring to people, as you well know. When something doesn't go right is when people become very worked up over stuff. When everything's kind of just plunking along, they won't pay much attention, and they're not going to read a 12-page document. That's just human nature. But we need to get it passed. We want to get it approved. It's a key part of this city building that you've embarked on.
Was there anything else that Sid was working on?
Newsletter, yes. Possible newsletter. Working on format and content. Open to suggestions.
Yeah, we'll have we're looking at the mayor has said he is very interested in newsletter, and I think he's kind of talked to some of you about that, and it's not a bad thing. We're trying to, he's given us a draft of kind of something, and so it's not too bad, and we're going to review it. I have not actually read anything that's in it yet. But
it's just an outline.
It's an outline, yeah, so we'll go ahead, you know. But long term, a person needs to decide how often, these what you don't want to do is say we're going to send them out every 60 days, and then send out one, two, or three, and then not. Newsletters are a lot of work. They sound good to do often. But there's a whole lot of things that happen when you have a change in councilman. So what I was hoping is we eventually agree on, get this first one out, but then after that agree on if it's quarterly or semi-annually, that type of thing. Hopefully not monthly, because that is time consuming and expensive. And I think that once you have the sewer and water districts, you know, you can also put some things in those envelopes because they haven't gone to a card system. If you do the card system, which they used to do and they aren't now, but when you do the cards, you're a little more limited. If you're actually going to stuff an envelope, and I've been over there and they're actually hand-stuffing envelopes, you can put another page in there if you have something coming up. Our mayor is going to have this newsletter, and we're going to do it for him. Now, it's a good idea, and I think it'll actually, with the charter coming and new folks and with our zoning ordinances that are going to be new, there's a lot of new stuff coming, and I actually think it's a, and you're a pretty small city, so it's not too complicated or expensive. It's just getting the right content so that it's used and read. And is that what you wanted us to?
I would say that this work session would be a great time to determine, to figure out the frequency and the validity and all of that, because I'm sure that we all have thoughts about what kind of service that will provide the voters or the residents.
You know? We might be able to have a draft for you to look at it in a couple weeks, and then probably come back, you know, maybe go out February. Our work session with the sewer and water folks coming, with the charter, my contract, and all these things, so we're going to start to where the work, you know, that's the idea, that you actually sit around a table and get to spend some time on some topics, and we don't want to start cluttering it up with too many things, but I would say we can give you a draft to look at. You know, I have to look to see if it's what kind of masthead you want, what do you want to say and do, any of those things. And but you gave us a good template.
Okay.
And you got that from some other places, and you've worked, yeah. So we're excited about that.
Okay.
Any other issues that you guys have for me, you want to know?
Charter, the franchise agreement, I think that covers it.
I did get a call from someone today that wants to, a lobbyist who's working on some sewer issues between here and Sun River, and they'd like to meet with a councilman or two at some point, and a state legislator or two. So I have picked out a couple times that hopefully some folks could do that, and so you'll be getting more on that when the legislator can be here and so on and so forth. And it kind of involves forming of a kind of a district north of Lapine State Park. Has nothing to do with the districts here. So there's going to be a bill in the legislature that will deal with some issues out there. All runs together in my head. And I will say this, at the national championship game, when I'm sitting there, there's 78,000 people there, and the guy sitting next to me starts talking to me, and he wanted to know what I did, and I told him several things, and I said I worked in Lapine part-time, and then I get a half-hour conversation on BioGreen, Biomass, the owner of that building, and he is very knowledgeable of the whole company and the whole thing, so it was quite interesting out of that whole stadium, and I'm sitting here in this nice... We did that at halftime when the bands were playing.
Really?
But it just shows you a small world, but he was very passionate about Lapine and that this is as a prospect.
So in the application process, so we went and did our decision, so how long do they have to appeal or to file for an appeal?
We got about 2 weeks left.
Oh, 2 weeks, okay.
24.
And have they done so?
No. And we haven't had any. They usually do it at 4:30. Have we had any calls? So we don't know. Silence doesn't really mean anything because they keep that close to the vest. But we are working on some other things to try to keep that from happening. So don't forget, let me know. I was gone for a couple of days. Since I was here on Monday and Tuesday because you did the swearing in. Normally I'm in the middle of the week. So that was at that end of the week. And then I was at the football game Monday and Tuesday, so it was like 7 days. It's obvious. I told the ladies when I walked in today, I said, well, now the place comes a lot because, there's noise and confusion, all kinds of stuff. They get nervous when they see me coming through the door. The whole place, goes up in lots of different ways, and they wait for me to leave. But it's all fun, and it's good. So.
If there's nothing else, counselors' comments, Dan, you want to start? Anything?
Well, I'm looking forward to this, but I wanted to, again, just thank the previous council and the staff for where they brought the city to this point. You know, I was looking at this manual that is given to us as we come on board and that kind of thing, and it's just all really well organized. The systems are in place, and you guys have made it pretty easy. So thank you, and thank you, Kitty and Barbara, and Doug is gone, but thank him, and you brought us to a good place for us to go from here. So thank you.
That alarm will go off when it thinks it's done. That is an alarm inside the computer room in here that runs this whole building, and it goes off every day.
Yeah.
Every day. We never know when, but so don't worry about it. It quits.
Yep.
No comments. I think I've said enough.
No?
I have a comment.
Stu?
My call in the game didn't help there.
From my seat location, my influence on the game was minimal. Someone asked me if I thought Cam Newton was big, and I said, well, you would have known. You watched it from TV. Cam Newton was small from my seat. And my niece, who was actually lower than us, she sent me a text. They ran a little earlier, and they were one section over. And she sends a text, and she says, well, we found our seats. She said, make sure you got an oxygen bottle. So we were in the nosebleed, but it was a good time had by all. And several Centurion people were there, and we had a nice three-day pre-event preparing for game day. Which can make game day rougher. I'm sure that is all on the record, right?
I would a couple of things. I'd like to read the card that we got from Stu and his family. It's thank you. Our family would like to thank you for the plant. We appreciate your thoughtfulness. We will enjoy it for a long time to come. Corrine, Stu, Shelley, and Mike. I would like to say that I'm humbled by the my fellow counselors to have selected me as the mayor. I intend to do my very best. I take suggestions and criticism well. I would like to say one thing, and I had a little experience with it here recently, but I consider myself to be a counselor who also has a slight small side job of keeping the meeting moving and acting as the face of the city on behalf of the council and signing documents. I would like to ask you when you hear anything along the lines of, well, Ken said the council is going to do this, I would like that you would think that you know better than Ken would say something like that, because unless the council has said it, Ken is going to say, well, I think that's a great idea, but it will never come to the point that I think the city will be doing that or anything like that. So when you hear a comment like that I think it will apply to any one of us, but I would like for you to know that I don't represent the council except as I've stated, and I want to have everybody know that I consider myself an equal as a counselor, and that's our job here. So thank you very much again for this opportunity to serve the city as mayor, and I do appreciate it. Any further comments?
Patty.
Okay. It's your own opinion, motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's adjourned.
All right.